Let's read together Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. Now, in this chapter, we have one of the great miracles of the Old Testament, the miraculous fall of the walls of Jericho. As a result, the children of Israel completely destroyed the stronghold of Jericho, which had blocked their entrance into the land of Canaan. Joshua chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him." Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." And he said to the people, "Proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord." So it was, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout." So he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. Then 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. And the 2nd day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city 7 times. And the 7th time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold, and vessels of bronze and iron, are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Once again, let's begin with some background notes. What a great victory! No battering rams, no scaling ladders, no flaming arrows. Just walking around the walls for 7 days and then shouting. The walls were not only destroyed, but it looks like they fell down in such a way that they formed some kind of stair-like ramp, which enabled the people to climb up into the city. Now, how did God accomplish this miracle? Some folks say that God used an earthquake. Well, maybe he did. If he did, it was still a miracle because of the precise timing, as well as the fact that a particular part of the wall still stood, the part where Rahab's house was. In any case, it was a great miracle. Have these fallen walls of Jericho been found? Yes, and I can show them to you if you join me on my next Holy Land tour. And you knew that was coming, right? A little background about the walls of Jericho. Back in the 1930s, an archaeologist by the name of John Garstang excavated Jericho and found some fallen walls. And he said that they dated to the time of Israel's conquest of Canaan, about 1400 BC. However, in the 1950s, another archaeologist by the name of Dr. Kathleen Kenyon further excavated Jericho and said that the walls which Garstang found were not from the time of Joshua's conquest, but they actually dated earlier. Now, more recently, another archaeologist by the name of Dr. Bryant Wood has re-examined the archaeological finds at Jericho and has definitely confirmed the biblical account and the date of the conquest at about 1400 BC. Dr. Bryant Wood has shown that there were actually two walls around Jericho, which contributed to the confusion concerning the dating. Well, a lot more we could give on the background, but we need to move to our doctrinal teaching points. So doctrinal point number one, Jerichos are conquered by following the ark. Jerichos are conquered by following the ark. The book of Joshua is not only the inspired record of the military conquest of Canaan. It is a Christian handbook for spiritual warfare. In other words, all the tactics of the enemy in the book of Joshua to keep the people from possessing the land are illustrations of the tactics Satan uses to keep God's people today from possessing the spiritual land that God has given us. Remember, the land of Canaan was the promised land, the land that flowed with milk and honey. It represents or pictures the land of spiritual blessings that God has given us. But Satan wants to keep us from enjoying these blessings and keep us from moving forward in the Christian life. That's why we're involved in spiritual warfare. So all the principles of victory that we see in the book of Joshua are principles of victory for spiritual warfare today. The book of Ephesians is the New Testament parallel of the Old Testament book of Joshua. In Ephesians chapter 1, we have our spiritual blessings in Christ. Let me read to you Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 6, we read about our spiritual battles. Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Notice that both our spiritual blessings and the spiritual battles are in the heavenlies or heavenly places. The heavenlies is not heaven to come because there are no spiritual battles when we get to heaven. The heavenlies is now. It is most concisely defined as that sphere or realm of spiritual realities. It is the unseen world of spiritual realities. Unseen but real. Our spiritual blessings in Christ are unseen but real. Spiritual warfare is real as well. In the spiritual picture that God has given us here in the book of Joshua, the land represents the heavenlies. That's where the blessings are, and that's where the battles are. Now, what about Jericho in this spiritual picture that God has given us here in the book of Joshua? Jericho was a major stronghold of the enemy. It blocked the whole entrance into the central part of the land. There is no way that Israel could move on and possess the land until Jericho was conquered. Do you see the spiritual lesson? Jerichos are those major blockades that Satan puts up to keep us from moving on to enjoy the blessings of the land that God has given us and to keep us defeated and standing still in our walk with the Lord. A major doubt about your salvation can be a Jericho. A secret sin can be a Jericho. A root of bitterness can be a Jericho. The Jerichos must go before we move on in the land and before we can enjoy our spiritual blessings in Christ and before the Lord can live his life through us. Now here's the good news. There are no Jerichos whose walls are too high or too thick for our God. but you must follow the ark in faith. Jerichos are conquered by following the ark. The Ark of the Covenant is a type of the Lord Jesus. A type is an Old Testament person, place, thing, event, or other item which pictures New Testament truth. The Ark of the Covenant was the meeting place between God and man. The Ark was kept in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. The blood of the atoning sacrifice was put on the mercy seat of the Ark once a year to maintain the relationship between God and his people. The Ark went into the Jordan to open up the way into the land. In all these ways, the Ark pictures our Lord himself, the only mediator between God and man. He is the Savior whose blood has atoned for our sins. He is the one who has opened up the way into the land of blessings. He is our Lord who can conquer the Jerichos. But we must follow the Ark. Notice how the Ark was the focal point of the march around Jericho. The priests blowing the trumpets of ram's horns went before the Ark. And then an armed guard went before and after the Ark. And then the people came following the Ark. The Ark was the central focus of the fall of Jericho. In the same way, we must keep our eyes on Christ if we're going to see the Jerichos in our lives conquered. Jerichos are conquered by following the Ark. Doctrinal point number two. Jerichos are not conquered overnight. Jerichos are not conquered overnight. The fall of Jericho took 7 days, and right up until the last minute, it looked as strong as it always had been. You see the lesson? Jerichos are not conquered overnight. Patient faith is involved in seeing God remove these Jerichos from your life. Up until the moment the people shouted and the wall fell, they marched around Jericho in patient faith, day after day, without saying a word. God had said, "I have given Jericho into your hand," and they believed it. What faith? The children of Israel, great picture of faith here, they marched in patient faith and shouted in faith, and the walls fell. We too can see those major blockades in our lives removed, whether it be some sin or other satanic stronghold. But patient faith is required. Remember, Jerichos are not conquered overnight. What about practical application? Are you an early riser like Joshua? Are you an early riser like Joshua? Look back at verse 12. And Joshua rose early in the morning. Joshua rose early in the morning to prepare for the march of the day. Now, rising early in the morning does not mean that you're more spiritual. And the idea that you must have your personal devotions or quiet time before breakfast is not commanded in the Bible. No Bible, no breakfast is not a verse in the Bible. However, getting up early in order to start the day in communion with the Lord is a great way to live each day. Joshua got up early in order to get ready and prepare for the day's work and walk. He didn't start the day without some good prep time. We would do well to follow his example. Are you an early riser like Joshua?